Whereas if you were to keep a whole big piece of fresh meat, as I say, the whole thing would spoil and be rotten. But a piece of cured meat would get mold on the outside, and part of it may be rancid, and you might use part of it, and part of it you couldn't use, because it wouldn't rot all the way through. Mm-hmm. It would rot on the outside, mostly.
What about something that you make with the meat from the head of a hog?
I think they call it hog's head cheese.
And you ever make anything from, take the liver and grind it up?
Well, liverwurst.
Liverwurst?
Yeah.
What about making anything out of the hog blood?
Blood pudding.
And ever?
I've seen that done, all of that, but you know, that all we did was handle the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we handled the hogs, and I'm not bragging on it now, but I have cut up thousands of them. But that's all we did, was cut them up and sell them. That was all.
Yeah.
Take the hog, would be cleaned in every way, and when it came to us, and we sold the hog. That's all we did, was sold the hog.
What about do you take the juice from the from liver pudding or from the head cheese, or take the head cheese itself and mix it with cornmeal? Make something with it like that?
I have no knowledge of that. That's getting too damn, what's the word I'm trying to say? Too close, you're getting old, saving it all. Frugal, too much frugality to that.
Do you have different names for type of bread that is made at home and the type that you buy at the store? Did you ever hear that?
Well, otherwise than homemade bread, that would be all I know. Bakery bread and homemade bread, that would be all. Of course, you can make different kind of bread. There's leavened bread and unleavened bread, and there's yeast bread, bread to dry. You can make buttermilk bread, a lot of different breads. A lot of people use buttermilk, you know. Some use the cloud ones, some use the yeast and so forth, different kind.
What about the kind of sweet kind of thing? You make be round with the hole cut out the center of it and then fried.
Donuts.
And did you ever hear of be like a donut, but you didn't cut out the hole in the center?
Well, I don't know what they'd call that, unless it would be a sweetened cake or sweetened bread or something like that.
What about the kind of wheat bread-like thing that you make up a batter and then fry it, serve it with syrup?
Well, you make pancakes or waffles. Of course, with waffle you have a regular dish for them.
And what if it's made out of cornmeal?
Well, I never heard of them frying. Well, they might call them fritters, certain kind of fritter. You can have a potato fritter, or you can have, I imagine, cornmeal fritters.
What do you call the inside parts of an egg?
Well, the yolk and the white.
And what do you call the color of the yolk?
Well, the color of the yolk is practically yellow.
And what about eggs that are cooked in hot water?
Well, you boil them, or you can poach them.
And what's the difference?
Well, a boiled egg, you put it into... the poached egg has been broken.
You mean like it's broken completely and dumped out, or you just
It's been taken out of the shell and put into a little container, and you put hot water around it to boil it like that. That's a poached egg. And of course, a boiled egg, you boil the egg with the shell on it. Boiled egg, yeah.
Something like